The night washing lady at Lochluan wash house. Three young men were going home together after having spent most of the night playing cards in a farm in Plugonvan. It was around 2 or 3 in the morning. It was in December. The weather was cold, the moon was high, and they were chatting about game luck, smoking a pipe. As they were getting to a river that could be crossed thanks to a wooden footbridge, one of them, called Lanik Mudek, said, "I've heard there's a night washing woman there. If we see her later, we'll throw her into the pond, head first." The pond was in the middle of a meadow which was separated from the road by a mound. Lanik went up to the mound and told his two friends, Ervuan Madek and Pipi Alalunwen, "The night washing woman is here. Climb up the mound and you'll see her." They all went up the mound and discovered a woman they hadn't seen before, who was soaking the linen in the river, taking it out, rubbing it, and beating it with a large beater echoing in the valley. They stood there for a while, silently observing her, as if struck by surprise. Yet, as they had drunk some brandy and pretended to be fearless, one of them, Pipi Al Lanuanen, shouted, "Would you like us to help you wring out your linen, woman?" The washing woman didn't answer, but she put her beater down on a rock, stood up, and stared at the place where the voice came from. The three friends, scared to death, immediately jumped down the mound and ran as fast as they could, as if the devil was following them. Lanik Mudek fell down, scratched his nose and forehead, then stood up and started running again, leaving his clogs and hat on the way. The other two also threw their clogs on the road and were delighted to be able to quickly escape and take refuge in Ervan Madek's cottage that was not far from there. The woman was on their heels, holding her beater up, and if she had reached them, she would have knocked them out. She couldn't get into the house, but she threw her beater at the door with so much violence that it broke it. Before going away, she shouted, "Consider yourselves fortunate, because if I had caught you, I would have taught you how to spend the night playing cards and hanging out so late at night for nothing." The three friends were frightened to death. They didn't say a word and didn't dare to go out before the sun was up. Then they went to get their clogs and hats where they had left them, but they found them broken and torn in pieces, put on the pond's rock, where the woman would wash her linen in the moonlight.